Compass FM. On a Wednesday morning, we always have a chat with Murray Blackmer of the Hidden Eye. Good morning, Murray. How are you?
Good morning, Kerry. I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah, blue sky and sunshine where I'm at the moment. Yeah. That sort of looks like it's going to be a relatively busy afternoon with the good weather for you. You're heading into the city. Tell us all about this.
Yeah, look, I am. Thank you, Kerry. For those listening, it is the annual LGNZ, or Local Government New Zealand Conference, and this year it's be hosted by Christchurch City. So it's a great opportunity for our council to immerse many of our fellow councillors into experiencing that opportunity for collaboration with other councillors and mayors and CEs across the 67 authorities in New Zealand. So no doubt Christchurch is going to be very busy for the next couple of days. So it starts this afternoon with the AGM and then tomorrow and Friday as well. So I'll travel in and out every day to those 3 days. So
You keep it right here, Murray. We'll give you all the roading and traffic information that you possibly need to get
Thank
in there.
You.
Is that going to be at the new convention centre, yeah?
Yes, it's at Te Pai, which is a magnificent building. And, you know, I really do think Christchurch have done things pretty well around that area, around that part of the Avon River. You know, it's quite in my opinion, an attractive part of the city rebuild. So, Te Pai's an amazing building, so it'll be great to use that.
Absolutely.
I'm sure people will be looking forward to visiting there as well.
Good stuff. And of course we're standing by maybe Dan Gordon, Mayor, your North Canterbury fellow North Canterbury Mayor, might be the boss at the end of the day. Who knows?
Who knows? Yes, I put a text Dan yesterday, so that's good. But I think whatever, wherever that fits, I'm sure we'll be well poised. But Dan's put a lot of energy into that, and we'll get through the day, I guess.
We'll see how it all goes. Now, meetings are part of your life, Murray. You go to a lot of meetings. One of them is possibly a very, very important meeting that you had yesterday in regards to climate change and various issues in regards to roading around Hiranui. Tell us about that.
Thanks, Kerry, for that opportunity. I guess first and foremost, our district, whilst it has had some impact over the last weekend, I think the rain seemed to vary quite a lot amongst our district. That doesn't mean to say where there's been slips in your part of the world. For our listeners, it's important that those potential road closures where, you know, heavy rain events, the fords might be closed, rivers are up, you know, bridges are vulnerable. So the best place for our community to get that information and to remain current is either from our Facebook page, which has regular updates from our staff and our contractors, and also our website. So I guess that's first and foremost. But today the sun is shining. The deluge of rain that we had over the weekend will be starting to subside, but the ground is still pretty waterlogged.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's very, very heavy, isn't it?
Yes, but you may be referring to a couple of items on our full day of council meeting yesterday, where we had a paper that was looking at access to the Amberley Beach, the Amberley Golf Course, which is currently through the community at Amberley Beach. Now, that's been severely compromised over the last few months, really, with heavy sea inundation. And we're looking to provide an alternate access to the golf club. And of course, there are sometimes it looks to be really obvious solutions to that, but they're often complicating factors as well. And particularly in this day and age where we've got we need to mitigate and protect, freshwater bodies such as wetlands that do have ecological significance. You know, those sorts of decisions often, take a little bit of just stepping through. So we had a discussion about that yesterday, and we also had another discussion about Claverley Road, which is a road in our northern part of our district off State Highway 1. north of Cheviot. We are with the King Tides during the period of the equinox. You know, the road was completely taken out by a you know, high sea event, really, you know. And that of course has also compromised the integrity, or potentially could compromise the integrity of the rail network as well. So, you know, that's a highly dynamic all area, but we have got landowners north of that area that are currently haven't got full road road access while we work through how we are going to you know, improve or get that system back up. You know, we can't fix these things overnight. That's the real challenge and the tension that sits for us as decision makers. If I had a magic wand, I would definitely do that. But you know, that's the nature of getting the, you know, having an elected body to actually consider with the best integrity in mind. So you know that. They're quite challenging situations.
Really important to get involved with this because climate change is here. It's real and it's not going to go away. Planning now. Let's not put it behind on the back burner and forget about it for a couple of cycles. No, we need to do it right now. Now, something that you're doing today, we had a chat. I interrupted you writing a speech. It's actually brilliant to know, Murray, that you're actually writing the speech and not getting into a artificial intelligence to write it for you. So it's brilliant.
I don't even know how to do that, actually, to get into that artificial intelligence, to be fair.
Just ask Dave. Ask Dave. He would probably know all about it between you and I. But it's for the Mayoral Task Force for Jobs. You're writing the speech. Tell us about this.
Yes, it's this is part of the conference on Friday morning. They have the host the annual general meeting for Mayor's Task Force for Jobs. And I've been asked to speak to that forum to just talk about what it means for Mayor's Task Force for Jobs program to be within the Hiranui district and what it has meant to the young people that actually and the employers who have a sympathetic approach and accept these young people into the program and into their businesses. So just giving a bit of an insight from a Hiranui perspective to the meeting on Friday morning. So yes, I'm busy trying to write my speech now.
Busy old time, Murray Blagg, Mayor of the Hiranui. We'll catch up with you again next Wednesday. Until then, have a really, really good week.
That'll be lovely. Thanks very much, Kerry.
Compass FM.